I'm Gerald Foss, and I'll be reading you The Ashwalker, Last Survivor of a Burning World by Russell Q. Foxley. Let's begin. Prologue. The child's hands were warm. Not the ordinary warmth of a hand held too long in a pocket, or the flush of a running game. A dry, deepening heat that pulsed from her palms up into her wrists, her forearms, her elbows. She watched them glow pink, then red, then something brittle and gold at the edges. Mama? Her mother was still smiling. That was the worst part. The smile was fixed. The way she smiled when Siegfried brought her a dandelion puff and the seeds scattered across her lap. Or when she sang the old songs off-key on purpose to make Siegfried laugh. That smile, frozen, while the cottage roof rains sparks and the walls breathe smoke. Stay still, little bird. The words came out wrong. Melted. Her mother's throat worked, but the voice that emerged was thin, frayed, like a thread pulled too fast through cloth. She was kneeling in front of Sigrid, one hand pressed flat against the floorboards, the other reaching for her daughter's face. Her fingers left a smear of red on the wood. Sigrid wanted to look away. The sky beyond the window was the color of a fresh bruise, split open along the horizon where something burned. Not the hearth. Not a cooking fire. The whole world, as far as she could see, was eating itself with flame. But her mother's eyes held hers. "You'll feel it," her mother said. The skin around her mouth was beginning to crack, fine lines like riverbeds spreading across her cheeks. "You'll feel it, and you'll think it's wrong. You'll think you're broken." Sigrid's hands were hotter. She looked down at them, and the heat seemed to have a color now, a deep orange swimming beneath the skin like fish in a murky pond. The linen strips her mother had wrapped around her palms that morning. Before the screaming started, before the sky turned, were smoldering at the edges. "I don't understand. You will." Her mother coughed, and the sound was wet, wrong, a noise that belonged to something dying. "Listen to me, Sigrid. You'll want to put it out. You'll want to bury it and pretend it isn't there. Don't." A beam fell somewhere behind them. The cottage screamed in wood and nails. Sigrid felt the impact in her teeth. "But it hurts. Everything that matters does." Her mother's smile cracked, and a line of blood ran down her chin, thin and bright. She didn't wipe it away. "This is what they gave us, the fire, the hunger. They wanted to destroy us, but they didn't understand what they were making." Outside the scouring saying, Sigrid had heard it described later in the years that followed by people who survived and people who didn't. They called it a roar, a howl, a shriek of wind and fury. They talked about the ground shaking and the air turning to glass. But Sigrid remembered it as a song, a long, slow note that vibrated in her chest and made her bones hum. The fire that took Embervale didn't crash through the world like a wave. It crept. It seeped. It found every crack and every weakness, and it sang until the world joined its chorus. Her mother's hand touched her cheek. The heat was immense. Sigrid felt her skin blister where her mother's fingers pressed, but her mother didn't flinch, didn't pull away. She held Sigrid's face like she was cupping water. Like she was memorizing the shape of her daughter's bones. "You're going to live," her mother said. "You're going to live, and you're going to carry this, and one day you'll understand why." "I don't want to carry it." "I know." Her mother's thumb traced the line of Sigrid's jaw. "But you have to, because if you don't, no one will." The cottage groaned. The walls were sweating amber, the paint blistering and dripping. Through the window, Sigrid saw the neighbor's house fold in on itself. A body collapsing into a heap of glowing bones. The Ember Heart. She didn't know its name yet. Didn't know that it had a name. That it was watching. That it had been waiting for her. Pulsed somewhere beyond the horizon. A heartbeat made of hunger. Her mother's smile was gone. "Listen," she said. And her voice was barely a whisper now. Scraped raw by the smoke. "When the fire speaks your name, you answer. You don't run. You don't hide. You answer, and you make it yours." "Mama, I'm scared." "I know, little bird. I know." Her mother's eyes were bright, too bright. The white's gone yellow and then red. "Be scared. Be terrified. But don't be ashamed. Fear keeps you alive. Shame kills you slow." The roof fell. Not all of it. A section near the back, where the kitchen used to be, where Sigrid's father had been standing when the first wave hit, where he'd turned to ash before he could finish saying her name. The collapse sent a shower of cinders across the room, and Sigrid felt them land on her arms, her neck, her scalp, and she felt them burn, and she felt them stop. Her mother saw it. Her mother saw the embers die on Sigrid's skin, saw them gutter and fade like candles in a draft, and her expression shifted.